Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the Ball Daily, a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball. You Had to Be There, the performance rankings, a slight tangent, and the crappy quiz.
Rene Higuita.
Next up, what shape is a football?
I take it. Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we look ahead to tonight's crucial World Cup qualifier with Ireland out to get revenge against Armenia. Megan Campbell hangs up her boots after 14 years in the green jersey. We'll hear from Shamrock Rovers defender Pico Lopez, who was part of the Cape Verde team to qualify for a first World Cup. And we've reaction from Cork City's relegation to the First Division on the night Shelburne boosted their hopes of European football. But first today, Ireland will aim to reverse the 2-1 loss in Armenia in Yerevan last month. Ireland were beaten 1-0 away to Portugal on Saturday to leave them with just 1 point from 3 games in the qualifying group. Hamir Helgrimsson will have to do without Josh Cullen due to suspension. That could mean a start for Will Smallbone. Seamus Coleman, who was 37 last week, is in line for a second start in the space of 3 days. He came off late on in Lisbon, and not long after that, Ireland conceded the goal. Troy Parrott could get more than the 10 minutes he got against Portugal as he continues his comeback from a knee injury. It's a different approach, so what does that mean for Chidoze Ogbeni and Festi Ebosele? Finn Azaz, Casey McAteer and Mikey Johnson will all be hoping to get a start. Hamir Helgrimsson's side played with 5 at the back in Lisbon, but at home to Armenia, Ireland will have a lot more possession, which could see a change in approach and formation. Helgrimsson explained that training would focus more on fitness rather than the tactical subtleties of tonight's game.
Yeah, but this was the second game since I came that we played with five at the back, or if you call it 5 at the back. So we needed time to switch from a back four. It's easier to switch back to 4 if you're talking about those changes. That was in our mind. If we would have worried about that, we would have used some of the time before the Portugal game to talk about the next game after. We always knew that this training today is more seeing the fitness. It's about fitness of the players, getting the sharp and seeing if this guy is ready or not. Tactical things are already done.
Nathan Collins captained the team in Yerevan last month and did so again last Saturday in Portugal. He says he still doesn't quite understand why Ireland put in such a bad performance against Armenia.
It's hard. It's such an awkward one. Like, it's the only thing I ever say to the game is like, it's just football. It's football. Football is such a mad sport. Anything can happen. Things change. Happens so quickly, momentum, you know, how players feel, it's just confidence. There's so many small things that add into a lot of big things, and it just, games change so quickly, you know. We just never got going, you know, and I think they grew in confidence with that, from us struggling to get going, you know, create stuff, you know, to be together. The togetherness we've seen in Portugal and the way we were connected as 11 was a completely different way we were connected as together in Armenia, I thought. And I think Armenia took confidence from that. They took that from our confidence away from us. And they probably had a better chances, better spells, and they looked a better team. And it was just, you know, from everything we've been through since Heimer's obviously been in, it really hurt, because we knew as a team we were so much better than that. And I think that's what the message was as well before Portugal, of we are so much better than that. We have belief that we are a better team than that. We have belief that we can go and beat big teams and go against these teams, and we can get result and put in good performances like Portugal. So, you know, sometimes there's no clear explanation why, but yeah, it's tough.
Collins has played for Stoke, Burnley, Wolves and Brentford during his professional career. Teams usually at the bottom of their respective leagues, and the league slip man says he hates losing.
I hate losing, to be honest. I really hate it. My career, I've lost a lot, just the way it is. It's just, you know, I've played for some teams that have we're probably not as like at the top of the league, and you lose games and you have to pick yourself back up, you have to get back on the horse kind of and go again against the next game, the next game. You might lose, you might lose, and it just, it takes so much out of you. But it's that fire inside me where I hate losing. I always want to change it. I always want to turn that around and just be a winner, be a winning team, you know, win games, win against the big teams, win against the small teams, just always drive that same, the same standard of just wanting to win, wanting to put goals in, wanting to keep clean sheets, wanting to stop their best players. And it's just, that's what it is. It's the will to get up again and go again. And when you lose, it hurts, but you give yourself 24 hours, you look back at the game, you watch over, you watch your clips again, but you get on with it and you move on because there's so many games.
A lot of the chat around the Irish team under Hal Grimson has been whether or not they should employ a sports psychologist and if it would help the players. On Monday night's football show, football writer Dion Fanning compared it to longing for an exiled player such as Liam Brady, Andy Reid or Wes Hoolihan in days gone by.
Like, we've had debates for generations about the players who are exiled, whether it's Liam Brady or Andy Reid or Wes Hoolihan. And now, in the absence of actually having any exiled player, it seems to me we've settled on, like, we've got an exiled sports psychologist. Like, we need someone in to, you know, to work on them like that until we get the sports psychologist in. Like, and that shows how far Ireland have fallen. Like, obviously, a sports psychologist would be a good thing. But the idea that a sports psychologist is going to be the solution, you know, like, we used to get, we, you know, people like Trapattoni used to go crazy at the idea that, like, we were sort of advancing Andy Reid as a solution or whatever for, you know, whatever failings Irish football are. And now it's like, oh yeah, a sports psychologist who we don't, you know, of any description, that's the fix we need now. And I'm not disputing the benefits that can have, but it shows how, in some ways, it shows how wide-ranging the problems are, that, you know, we always seem to kind of land on one thing and say, let's run with this for a while now. When, I don't want to turn into, you know, an old football man, but, like, you know, it's not going to, like, are they going to fashion out a midfielder who can actually pick out a pass? And, you know, the things that we are lacking are going to be lacking anyway. Now, it's not to say it wouldn't help, but I think we needed some sort of perspective on it. Like, it's not going to be the solution. You know, let's not have a kind of, you know, a homecoming party when the sports psychologist is employed.
And if you want to listen to that conversation back, you can do so in your OTB football podcast feed. You can become a member and sign up on offtheball.com/join. Ireland's hopes of qualification for a potential playoff realistically lie solely on this game tonight. Hal Grimson explained why having intensity within structure is key to winning games.
I think it just showed us the intensity in what we did in Portugal. This is where we should build our performance from structure. Pressing from structure, attacking from structure. And when you do that with intensity, collectively, you are a team that is difficult to beat, to break down, and then you will have your moments going forward. But it's always the two versions of the game, intensity and attack as well. When we are in possession, what we do that with speed. We are a fast attacking team, and we want to exploit that quality within the team, but everything comes from structure. Intensity on top of structure is the key to success.
Kickoff tonight is 7:45. We'll have Stephen Doyle and Stewie Byrne at the Aviva Stadium for updates and Off the Ball tonight from 7, alongside Owen Sheehan. The other game in Ireland's group tonight will have consequences for Ireland's potential path to a playoff. Portugal host Hungary in Lisbon, knowing a win would secure top spot in the group as long as Armenia don't win in Dublin. Portugal beat Hungary 3-2 in Budapest last month. They've met in 10 competitive games. 9 wins for Portugal so far. The other one was a draw. That game will also kick off at 7:45. And Football Daily and Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother, Big Sister programme, proudly supported presented by Toyota.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Megan Campbell has announced her retirement from football at the age of 32. The Drogheda woman was capped 57 times for Ireland, but she missed out on the World Cup in 2023 due to injury. She made her senior debut for the Girls in Green in August 2011 as a sub against Switzerland in a friendly at Richmond Park. A month after that, she was handed her first start in a European Championship qualifier loss to France in Cork. Campbell played club football in Ireland with St Francis and Raheny United. She then made the move to England and played with Manchester City, Liverpool, Everton and London City. Earlier this year, she broke the Guinness World Record for the longest throw-in for a female footballer. She launched the ball 37.5 metres. Cape Verde have booked their place at next summer's World Cup with a 3-0 win over Eswatini. That guaranteed they finished top of their group ahead of Cameroon. With a population of just over 550,000, Cape Verde has become the second smallest country to qualify for a World Cup after Iceland, who competed in Russia in 2018 when they were managed by a certain Heimir Hallgrímsson. They join Morocco, Tunisia, Egypt, Algeria and Ghana, who've already qualified. Shamrock Rovers captain Roberto Lopez qualifies to play for Cape Verde through his father. He was first called up in 2019 and he says it's a relief to finally get there.
Well, I can't really put into words at the moment. It's such a surreal feeling. The relief, the overwhelming relief at the end of the game, the realisation that we did it, we're going to go into the World Cup, like, it's just, I'm overjoyed at the moment. It's an amazing feeling.
Lopez added that it's been a dream for the people of Cape Verde, but also for the players after a successful last couple of years with the national team.
It's amazing. I think a few people text me, like, they've been trying to, it was always a dream of the people, but I think since I've been involved, it's been a growing sort of dream, a growing feeling that in this group we could achieve it, like, and to achieve that today, like, just to put this team on the biggest sporting event for me, definitely the biggest in football. On that stage, the people of Cape Verde to see their team there as well. It just gives them an immense sense of pride, like, and to create history together with this group, it's a fantastic feeling.
And with the birth of his first child expected any day now, Lopez says football has been the last thing on his mind.
Yeah, and like the funny thing about this week is football has been the last thing on my mind, and I really mean that. Like, me and my wife are expecting our first child. It could be any time now. So I enjoyed the celebration after the game, but I'm really looking forward just to getting home and, hopefully be there for the better shows.
Elsewhere in the World Cup qualifiers around Europe last night, Northern Ireland suffered a blow at home to Germany. A first-half goal from Nick Valdemata gave Julian Nagelsmann's side a 1-0 win at Windsor Park. On the occasion of his 100th game in charge of Northern Ireland, Michael O'Neill said he was frustrated with the match officials.
It did, very much so. Over fussy. You know, I felt it. Like, to give 2 minutes at the end of the game is incredible, really. I think given the number of substitutions alone and stoppages, I thought Germany were over dramatic when they went down as well. There was a bit of that, a lot of time wasting on that side of things. So yeah, we're disappointed with the performance of the officials.
That result leaves Northern Ireland third in Group A, 3 points behind Germany and Slovakia, who beat Luxembourg 2-0. Sweden's miserable campaign continued. They were beaten 1-0 at home to Kosovo in Group B. Slovenia and Switzerland drew nil-all in that group, which sees the Swiss lead on 10 points, 3 clear of Kosovo in second. Iceland and France drew 2-2 in Reykjavik. Christopher Nkunku and Jean-Philippe Mateta scored the goals for the French, who were without Kylian Mbappe. Ukraine beat Azerbaijan 2-1 in the other game in that group. Meanwhile, Wales boss Craig Bellamy says the pride he felt for his team is no consolation after their automatic qualification hopes for the World Cup were all but ended. A 4-2 loss to Belgium in Cardiff means the playoffs look like the best hope of reaching next summer's tournament. Kevin De Bruyne scored twice from the penalty spot. Leandro Trossard's late goal made sure of the win for the away side. Wales are third in Group J with 2 games to go.
We wanted top spot because we go straight through. We got straight to our goal. I'm aware of where we are as well. Do you understand what I mean? I'm aware of what the Nations League brought us. I'm aware if we finish second as well in this group, you know, there's another opportunity to be able to get to this major tournament.
In the other game in that group, North Macedonia drew 1-1 with Kazakhstan, which leaves the Macedonians 3 points ahead of Wales in second with one more game played. England can secure their place at next summer's tournament with a win away to Latvia tonight. 3 points in Riga will leave them unable to be caught at the top of Group K. Despite being heavy favourites, manager Thomas Tuchel has reminded his players they have to get the job done.
It's never guaranteed to win football matches. Too many things can happen. Luck and being unlucky is such a big part of the game. But we are in the moment where we expect the next good performance, top performance from us, and that should give us all the chances to win.
Andorra host Serbia in the other game in that group tonight. In Group I, Italy have a must-win game at home to Israel if they want to keep pace with group leaders Norway. Estonia take on Moldova in the same group. Spain host Bulgaria. Another 3 points will almost guarantee the European champions a place at the World Cup. It's Turkey and Georgia in the other game in Group E. And Cork City have been relegated from the SSE Airtricity Premier Division for a third time in 6 seasons. The FAI Cup finalists were beaten 2-1 at home to Shelburne, who were up to third place and into the European places with 3 games to go. Jack Henry Francis scored a late goal for Joey O'Brien's side. And speaking to LOI TV, O'Brien said it was a huge win.
A monster win. We got a really tough game. I think first half we had total control. But I said to the lads at half time, there's going to be a reaction here. And I thought second half, yeah, we went great. We were poor. Sloppy on the ball, gave it away too easily. Then obviously Cork built a bit of momentum with set plays and stuff like that. And they were always a threat. And but listen, to that 1-1 then, to have that character and show that resilience to go and get the winner here was a huge night for us, and yeah, delighted to get 3 points.
Cork City boss Ger Nash said that it was a hugely disappointing night.
Yeah, as you said, hugely disappointing night. But the reality of the situation is it's the course of the whole season and 30-odd games is why we're there.
There was also one game in the First Division. It finished 1-1 between Finn Harps and Kerry. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Football Daily.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme. Proudly supported by Toyota.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.